This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
When I was growing up, you could watch television in any color you wanted as long as it was black and white. That was a choice. We accepted it, and that was that. When color came onto the scene, it opened up a whole different world. Herman Munster had a green head. Who knew? I used to feel the same way about the black and white aspect of a dormant landscape compared to the full palette of colors during the growing season. Weeping beech or Norway spruce certainly appears elegant when frosted with some fluffy flakes. Nearby, I love to place some winter berries with bright red fruit that lasts, well, all winter long to really jazz up a garden. Did I mention that deer don't like winter berries? That's a huge issue in these times. The verticality of certain shrubs and trees, along with the golden spikes left from ornamental grasses, again, deer-proof plants, can certainly add interest to any landscape and a sharp contrast to the ubiquitous snow. And now is a prime opportunity to take a couple of photographs, even if just mental ones, and see if perhaps you have some areas that could be upgraded. Consider adding some structure, such as a couple of sections of fence to define a bed edge or background. How about a trellis against the rear shed, which can always use some improvement? Maybe an arbor over an existing gate, with or without a future vine. This gives us something to look through. In landscape architecture, we refer to it as a view space, and instantly we have a bonus area of interest. Combine that with a backdrop of conifers and various shades of green, blue, and gold, and we start to get a feel for the colors that once again will reappear as the time of the great white disappears. The views from indoors looking outside are definitely more important now, and if what you see doesn't light your fire, the improvements don't have to wait. My personal favorite is to find an old metal chair, bench, or container out in the shed, in my mom's garage, or any place really, and splash it with raspberry, yellow, or even red Rust-Oleum paint. Might be an old bicycle that nobody rides anymore. Hey, that's really recycling. Then I place it outside where I can see it and watch the contrast with snow. With bicycles, many times I just allow them to rust naturally or use a brown primer even on the tires. Against the few colors of winter, any bright color draws the eye. The birds also love to have some structure to preen themselves. If you add a bird feeder, you have a plethora of flying flowers, adding all kinds of interest. If I happen upon a neat birdhouse, I'll first add a bit of paint to a few areas, and then I'll stick that up on a tree or fence post. I'll leave out some furniture that can take the weather, or might look better with some weathering. So don't look at this time of year as one of little interest, many reruns, and not much to look at. It doesn't matter what age your landscape is, there's always room for small improvements. Whether on the tube or outdoors in your yard, with a little creativity, you can improve what you see and how you feel.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.